This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. As I prepared the study of Romans 1, 18 through 31, and reflected on the fate of those who suppress the truth they have about God, I was convicted on two accounts. I was amazed at how I could analytically dissect this passage and expound on the dire consequences without my heart being broken for those who don't humbly respond by faith to the truth. It's as though I callously felt that those who chose to reject the truth and ignore it deserve the consequences. Though this is true, shouldn't I have compassion for them? Then it hit me. Was I like them, suppressing this truth by explaining the implications while distancing myself from them, when I should be concerned enough to risk my reputation and seek to rescue some? Paul shared in Romans 9:2, "I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart." The more I thought about it, the more tender my heart became. I realized that but for the grace of God, this picture of increasing degradation could be describing me. Prayer and effort by others rescued me. Now, as I walk among those who suppress the truth and rationalize their lifestyles by setting their own rules for life and ignore the bitter consequences of such rebellion, my prayer is that God would fill my heart with compassion and love, like Jesus who wept over Jerusalem. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.